India, India, India,
Dash,
Forums. India, Dash, Forums.com. Addiction at its best.
You're listening to the live show with Lukas Mir, and it's Friday night here in Norway. It's 8 o'clock, and now we have somebody special on the line for you guys. And let's see who that person is. Hello.
Hi, this is Apurva Arman Turi.
Oh my god.
I hope you guys are enjoying watching Jesse Jesse Queenie.
I bet they are. There are lots and lots of screaming girls in the chat room right now. And there are tons and tons of people here. So first of all, I would like to welcome you, Apurvaji, on a Craze FM radio. Thanks to India Forums.
Thanks.
You're here
thank
with
you
us.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
I'll just, we have lots of questions here for you. Lots of questions. So what are you doing right now? I just heard a lot of horns in the background.
Well, right now I'm sitting in the bonnet of my car. I had to rehearse for Nach Baliye. This is a program I'm doing for Star One.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So my wife's rehearsing right now. I'm sitting here chatting up with you guys.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot for that one. Let's see. This is the first email. I'm going to start with a letter, which is written for you from Abba.
Okay.
And it goes something like this. I love your style of acting and the versatility that you have shown through the role of Arman Suri. This character is not an easy one to do because of all the shades of gray that this character has, but you have managed to pull it beautifully, and I only love to watch the show for you and only you. Your acting is commendable and so full of emotions, and we love you, and I'm here for you whenever you need, or something like that.
Holy cow, I'm crying right now.
Okay.
I'm overwhelmed.
Don't cry, because we have a lot of girls who will cry with you as well, so don't worry about that. So, Apurva, the first question goes something like this. Jay Prasad asked that one. How can your fans contact you?
Okay, I have this email ID. I'm very bad. I mean, I've just bought a computer, and the first thing I did was I just got an email ID made for myself, which goes like, if people are keen on writing, which goes like apurva_radnihotri2002@yahoo.com.
2002@yahoo.com.
Apurva_radnihotri2002@yahoo.com.
Brilliant. Okay, I think I'm going to repeat that a million times afterwards as well. So let's get the other question here. Are you as romantic as your character, Arman Suri, is? And that's from Abba.
Well, I'm a true Sagittarian. I mean, all Sagittarians are somewhere very, very, very romantic, you know.
Uh-huh.
I like to look at the moon and write poetry. I hate sun. I love mountains. I love the dew. And I love snow. And I love to romance.
Oh, brilliant.
That's how I guess I won my wife over.
That's brilliant. So the third question is from Mini and Jay Prasad. Name a typical working day in your life.
Well, I wake up at around 6:30. Usually we have 9 o'clock shifts.
Mm-hmm.
And I wake up at 6:30, go for my workout. By around 7:15, I work out for 45 minutes, intense workout where I don't talk to anybody, I don't look at anything else, I don't think about anything else except lifting weights.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, in my gym, I take a shower, and then I head straight to my shoot. I shoot for around 12 hours till 9 o'clock in the night. I come back by around 10:30 and sleep by around 11:30, 12.
Whoa.
But off lately I've been partying, so
exactly.
I'm like sleeping at 1, 2, and waking up at 6:30.
I was wondering about that. You know, that's too much of a hectic time of the day, isn't it? So, another question from No Angel and Videsh and Jen. That's where do you see yourself in 10 years?
I think I'll be writing and directing my movies.
Will you be?
I mean, my soul will not rest in peace if something happens to me before that. You know, I'll probably come back as a ghost and probably ghost direct a ghost writer first.
We would love to see you that, but not as a ghost, of course. another question from Sangeetaji. She goes, I've been watching Jesse from day one, which is August 5th.
Okay.
It's my birthday, and I'll forget that. And what is Arman Sir going to be doing to win Jesse back in his life? And will Arman ever forgive himself for slapping Jesse on her wedding night after knowing that she was innocent? If you had to face a real-life situation like that, what would you do?
Real life situation, I don't think I would marry somebody else, because I mean, this is one common denominator I have with Arman. I share with Arman in real life also. I'm very, very focused. You know, if I want something, I just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I really, in real life, if I really want somebody the way I want Jesse, I wouldn't end up with Malika. But then the writers wrote that sequence.
Yeah,
and,
you can't do anything about
I mean,
that, isn't it?
Even I wasn't very convinced about it, but then, I mean, I had to, Sony is just paying me to say yes to everything they make me do.
Exactly. It's the money that talks, you know. That's how it is. That's how it is.
Yeah.
It's another thing from Sangeeta. She said, would you please say hello to my daughter, Rati, and Aunt Sharila, your big fan.
Hello.
Rati
how
and Sharila.
I hope you guys are having loads of fun.
I bet they are right now because they heard their name and something like that. So what attracted you to Shilpa and how did you meet? And what is the best thing you like about Shilpa?
About Shilpa?
Yeah.
Shilpa kind of excites me in a very strange way, you know. I like her because she's very upfront.
Okay.
You know, she is what she is, whether you like it, whether you dislike it,
mm-hmm.
you know. I mean, she wouldn't beat around the bush. She's very straightforward and that's what I like about Shilpa, you know. Not many girls, not many guys in the industry are like that, you know.
Mm.
They are actually dual-faced. I mean, I wouldn't deny the fact. I mean, yeah, there are people, most of them are dual-faced in the industry, you know. On the face, they're like very sweet to you, nice to you.
Okay.
But the moment you turn your back to them, they're like, he's such a joke.
Exactly.
You know, she's not one of those people. And she, in fact, didn't like me initially because she's a little apprehensive about me since I was hailing from films and film guys are supposed to have a very bad rep, you know.
Ah.
They're supposed to be womanizers, they drink, they party, they don't work, and they do coke. But fortunately, she just found out that I did none of these. You know, fortunately, she just found out, and I managed to convince her.
Exactly.
And that's how I got her, I guess.
No, that's brilliant. So, we have another question here from Lavanya. She goes, hello, Arman. Bichari Jassi ke saath aisa kyun ho raha hai? Aisa kyun kiya tumne? Okay. Now, I don't know where that came from. That's definitely.
Jassi ke saath, your question is over.
And I think that's what it was. Like, why did you do this?
Jassi ke saath kisi ne kuch nahi kiya. Kabhi-kabhi kya hota hai ki jo problems hoti hain, wo humare dimag mein hoti hain. You know, there are no external problems. You know, like they say that happiness is an inside job. You know, and we often tend to seek it outside. You know,
that's
and that's what I guess is going wrong with Jassi. You know, she's trying to seek happiness outside. I don't know what outside. But the happiness is lying within her, and she just has to tap that portion of her heart.
Bilkul, bilkul.
Where the happiness is lying, you know.
Bilkul sahi. Okie dokie, let's go to another one. Dipsy says, tell us a little bit about your dad.
About my dad? My father was a film writer, and he's no more. He expired in 94.
Oh.
And he started his career with films like Avishkar, Rajesh Khanna and Rajesh Khanna and Sharmila Tagore, and then he wrote these blockbusters like Mr. Netwala, Yarana Do Do Panch with Amitabh Bachchan, Parveen Bobby, Hema Malini, Shashi Kapoor. He wrote a lot of blockbusters. He wrote around some 40 films, you know, in the country, and there was a time when he was one of the best screenplay writers in the country.
Bilkul sahi. I have some of the list of some of the movies there, like Yarana Dostana Do Do Panch. Brilliant, brilliant.
Yeah,
stuff. So is that why you came into acting? Like, you know, because having a
I don't know, my
like
first love was flying. I mean, I still am. I mean, like I told you, the moon excites me. You know, and imagine what if I just landed there, you know, I'd just probably go mad.
Exactly.
You know, astronomy, the stars and the skies, the clouds, they excite me, and that's why I probably wanted to become a pilot. I got myself enrolled into this flying club, Bombay Flying Club, and I got my lessons, I cleared my papers till CPL, that's Commercial Pilot's License, but I flew for around 15-16 hours, and then my father expired. And films like were my second option. You know, I knew that if not flying, then it has to be something from F, and it has to be films. So, and obviously the reason for switching over was also that there were no jobs for pilots in those days. You know. There was dearth of jobs, you know, in those days. Yeah, absolutely. There was a recession going on in the aviation industry. So that's
something.
The reason, you know.
Yeah, so you were going to be a pilot anyway, if you had a chance.
That's one thing I intend to finish, you know, as and when I get some time off. I would love to come to probably Texas and do my, and just get my PPL private pilot license, you know, and take my wife out for a joyride.
Brilliant, brilliant. Good luck with that one. A question from Abba and Deep and B8. It's like, how good are you in dancing and singing? We're dying to watch you nudge Baliye along with Shilpa. Are you both trained?
You know, I'll be very honest. I'm a very bad dancer, you know, and I'm
I'm doing it because I think I'm getting to spend some time with my wife. Otherwise, she also leaves at around 8 o'clock in the morning, and we only meet after 12, 13, 14 hours, you know.
Yeah.
But this way, at least, you know, we kind of rehearse together, and we're getting to do our reality episodes together, and then we'll be dancing together. My wife's a far better dancer than I am, and I would give myself 3 out of 10.
3 out of 10?
But I'm improving.
Okay, come on. Yeah. Not that bad now.
Yeah, no, I'm improving, but I'm improving, yes. But right now, as of now, I'm 3 out of 10, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. So has the changing fashion of your hair ever impressed Shilpa? That's from Apurva.
I didn't get it. What?
Has the changing fashion of your hair, like your different hairstyles all the time, has that ever impressed Shilpa? Like, or has he ever said anything about that?
My hairstyle?
Yeah.
My wife used to love me with long hair, but I used to get these mixed reactions from the people, you know.
Oh.
They, at times some people said, we don't like you with the long hair.
Okay.
And when I cut them short, they suddenly go like, oh shit, you shouldn't have chopped your hair. I mean, we preferred you with long hair.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of mixed, but my wife prefers me, I guess, with long hair.
That's nice. So how did Jesse happen to you? Like, how did you get into that?
Well, I got a call from Diya Singh and Tony Singh, the director-producer duo, and they narrated me the script, and when I heard the script, I knew that this is going to be a path-breaking thing as far as Indian television is concerned, you know?
Very good.
And I also knew that either this thing's going to be a blockbuster or it's going to be a disaster, but luckily for all of us, it turned out to be a blockbuster.
Big blockbuster, that was true.
Yeah.
So, do you prefer movies or television? That's from Queen Kumar. And why would you do that?
Movies are a totally different ball game. I guess television, I guess, is a lot more hectic than movies, you know, because movies you end up doing a scene or two in a day, you know, whereas television we end up doing at times 12 to 15 scenes in a day, you know.
Bilkul.
So television is definitely very hectic, but then it also improves you as an actor. Just
one second. Lekin, isi tarah ka ek sawal hai from the movie perspective. You worked with the giants like Shah Rukh Khan and Amrish Puri. How was that? That's from Nidhi.
You know, I have a problem. I don't know if it's a problem. See, when the camera gets on, and then whoever can stand in front of me, it could be Amitabh Bachchan or Al Pacino, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I can just look into their eyes and deliver my lines, you know. And at that time, you probably will have to forget that they are Shah Rukh Khan's or Al Pacino's or Amitabh Bachchan.
Bilkul.
Or Amrish Puri, you know.
Bilkul.
Otherwise, you'll not be able to do your job well. So I did that. I just shut that portion of my mind where I was probably would have got a little intimidated, you know, looking at Shah Rukh.
Bilkul sahi. Lekin, you know what? Maybe up in there for personal, mera jo viewpoint. And I think that you did a brilliant job in Pardes. You definitely did a wicked job. Especially when you were standing up across Mahima Chaudhary with that ring, and you had to throw that away.
Yeah, it's a very strange thing happened in that scene, you know. The people were clapping for Mahima as well as people were clapping for me. I mean, in spite of the fact that I was talking against Indians and against the way we Indians are, you know, but people were still clapping probably because I was stating facts somewhere.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, the facts were hitting people somewhere.
That was quite a hard fact, though. So, some Jesse questions now. Let's see. What do you like best about your character, Armaan Suri? That's from A4J Forever.
Well, what I like about this character is that it's not like any other character on television. You know, he's a little unpredictable guy. When we started off, he's somebody who knows where his bearings are. You know, he knows exactly what he wants out of life and situations. And then a gradual change happens to him. He falls in love with Jesse, his secretary, and he falls in love with her. Then things go wrong, loses his faith in love.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been like a roller coaster ride, and I love roller coasters, you know.
Very cool. So who's your favorite character? Who's your favorite character in JJKM? Then, or why?
My favorite character is Raj.
Raj, and
that's for me, Teddy. I think I've done some of my best scenes with Raj and Mona, Jesse, both, you know. I like him because he does these comical sequences with so much of ease and without overdoing him. It's really tough, trust me. I mean, I'm an actor and I know how tough it is, you know. And he's got a very sharp brain, you know. He thinks really well.
Bilkul.
Thinks good, you know. He's an intelligent actor. You know? He's a thinking actor.
Exactly.
That's how I like him.
Yehi toh achhi baat hai, na. So is the show ever going back to BLF track? And what do you think about this deviation in the script?
Well, the deviation in the scripts are bound to happen because, I mean, let's be honest, it's not easy to write a daily soap or a TV soap or a film, you know, and it's all the more difficult to keep people hooked on to a soap for 2 years, and I think they've successfully done that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there would be episodes where people might just find them a little boring, people might just find us a little jaded, a little out of tune.
Mm-hmm.
That's a part of television anyways, and you've got to take it in your stride and just hope for the best, prepare for the best. And the worst thing about TV, what I personally don't like is we don't get time. We don't get time to think about our performances, to create our performances. You know, everything is happening on a deadline. You know?
Exactly. But do you have do you have any say over your characters in the script?
Not at all. Not at all. My job is to just say yes. I'm a yes man.
Okay. No. So you never say no.
No, I never say no.
Okay. Just let the people know who they're listening to. They're listening to the Crazy FM Live Show with Vikas, and I'm interviewing Apoorva Agnihotri, and that's Mr. Arman from Jassi Jassi Koini, and from the movie Pardes as well, opposite Mahima Chaudhry and Mr. Shah Rukh Khan. So let's see, Mr. Apoorva, a couple of other questions here. Which period of Jassi did you enjoy the most, and why?
Which period of Jassi was the time when... I'm totally ignorant about her love, and she's madly, truly, deeply, madly in love with me, you know. I guess that was the best phase of Jassi, and a lot of scenes from Gulmohar used to happen where Raj was the only one I could think who could see everything, you know, very, very clearly. And I think that was the best phase of Jassi, yeah.
There's a very strange kind of question here from Ketaki. It's like viewers were very, very, very disappointed at the turn of JJKN took recently. Do you think it is wise to play with the poor emotions of the fans?
I don't know. I have absolutely no clue. I think this question should be put to Mr. Tarun Khatyal because he's the one who decided the wedding which should not happen, you know. Uh-huh. And I guess if you go to stretch things a little, I mean, you go to make sure the Daily Soap goes on for another 1 year, you got to do these things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, otherwise, normal would be predictive. I mean, anything which is predictable is boring.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Ekdam aisa twist aana chahiye ki banda bilkul hi bokhla jaye na.
Yeah,
that's how it should be. So why do you think, why is Arman and Jassi's love so weak that it broke up so easily compared to Armando and Betty's original love story? That's from Jassi Devi.
I know, because Armando and Betty's love story happened in Spain, and this is happening in India. You know? In India, we're bound by like a lot of things, a lot of norms, a lot of rituals, rules. Mm-hmm. We don't have premarital sex, they did. You know, we've changed a lot of things here.
That's true.
So that's the thing.
So, okay, let's get a rapid fire here now. Okay. Your favorite movie?
My favorite film is a couple. In fact, I like Door Do Panch.
Door Do Panch?
I like Black Door Do Panch. I like Black. I like Shole.
Mm-hmm.
Dilwale Dulhaniya Le Jayenge. A lot of these Amitabh Bachchan stars. Mukaddar Ka Sikandar. I think mid-70s and mid-80s were, I think, the best period for
Zabardast movies were Nikita. What's your favorite pastime while you're not acting?
My favorite pastime would be just to sit around with my wife and go out probably for a drive or probably for a cup of coffee.
Your hobby?
My hobby is actually flying. It almost became my profession, but now I can say it's my hobby. I mean, I have this flight simulator, you know. I keep flying these aircrafts on my computer, hoping that one day I'll be flying the real one.
You definitely would, and of course we'll love to have you on air again, and I mean the other air as well. So what's your favorite food?
I like very simple stuff. I like dal chawal. I'm a pure vegetarian. I like dal chawal roti, and paneer is my favorite.
Ah, yummy. And your favorite singer?
My favorite singer would be Bollywood, Udit Narayan.
Well, we'll be interviewing Udit Narayan very soon as well. So let's see.
Okay.
What's your favorite song?
Favorite song? There would be so many. Oh, any Kishore Kumar song, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it would be Tu Hai Wahi Dille Jise Apna Kaha. Tu Hai Wahi.
Yeah. And are you going to sing it for us now?
Okay. Tu hai wahi dil ne jise apna kaha, tu hai jahan main hu wahan, ab to ye jeena tere bin hai saza.
that was very nice. So have you thought about singing as well, so we can interview you as a singer?
No, come on, you can do that.
You could definitely do that. So what was your first crush, Apoorva? Remember
my
that?
My first crush happened in my school, yeah. And the name was Abba. Her name was Abba Maheshwari.
Uh-huh.
And you'll be surprised. I was doing this TV interview and they put across the same question to me. And I said, Abba Maheshwari. And Then I get a call from my teacher, you know, after 15 years. And okay. She found out my number from Kanpur. We were, obviously, we live in Mumbai now. So she found out my number from my native town, from my native place in Kanpur. And she called me and she said, you know, the girl you had a crush on is my daughter-in-law. So stay away.
You know what? We have somebody who's been asking a lot of questions here with the username Abba. So I don't know if that's the same Abba. Do you want me to hook you up, guys up again or something? That would be a problem, I guess.
No, my Abba is like married. I'm sure she must be like mother of children now.
Oh, okay. So do you play any pranks, Apurva? I don't know, when you're shooting.
No, not really.
Acha.
I do. We do at times, but not really. Yeah.
So you're not those type of naughty people. You know, the plug out the camera, leave.
I don't know.
Somebody,
I think you should be asking others. Yeah. I can't talk about myself. I find that naughty.
Say. So, okay, let's see. First of all, I would just like to welcome you once again to Crazy FM live show here. And we have some more questions here about Jassi. Apart from your favorite character in Jassi, do you see any other serials? Or do you have time to see any other
serials? I used to watch Kyunki Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi when I was dating Shilpa, but not anymore.
So
I don't need to watch the serial anymore because she's right there in front of me.
Exactly. That's the whole point, isn't it? You got the person. So many congratulations from Deep End and the message is many congratulations on buying a house in Shastri Nagar. Was it influenced by Vastu? Do you believe in numerology or astrology?
No, I do, but I don't let it overrule me, you know.
Acha.
You know, that's the only thing. I don't let it. I don't get psyched by Vastus and astrology and astronomies and all these things. Yeah. I mean, I do believe. Mm-hmm. You know. In fact, you'd be surprised, my brother, who's a gold medalist, MBA, and he's also an astrologer, and he predicted everything with whatever was going to happen with me, you know, including my marriage, my career, everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever he wrote some 15, 12 years back, everything's coming out to be true.
Brilliant.
You know?
So you have a little bit of understanding for that thing now.
Absolutely. I guess it's a combination of your hard work and destiny. Yeah,
that is definitely true, because you have to do the, at the end of the day, you have to do it yourself as well. Can't just sit around. Will we see you in ads and some of the videos?
I don't know. You need to call up these ad filmmakers and tell them, people there want to see me in ads. I mean, I would love to do ads. I've done one for Fear Arms. That happened after. That is post Pardesh.
Yeah. So
I'm more than absolutely. I'll be more than glad.
Yeah, I would love to see you in any ad, Apurva. So if you were a director, or if you were casting somebody for some ad, you come in front of yourself, what would you actually say? Okay, this guy is going to be perfect for this product. What product would suit you best?
I didn't get that.
For example, if you are a director, or you're just casting somebody for ads, and you come in front of yourself as one of those people who wants to be casted, so what would you choose yourself as? What would you be promoting? What kind of product?
It depends what the product is.
Like for example, if you look looks wise or something like that, would you be preferred yourself in a shampoo?
I didn't get that. What? The product is what?
For example, if it's a shampoo or if it's a toothpaste.
Okay, if it's a shampoo, I would just count myself out. I think I would probably sign up Tom Cruise. MI2 look.
Yeah, you are actually told to be Tom Cruise of television. How do you think about that? What do you feel?
I'm not. Trust me, I'm not.
Well, what do you think?
I wish.
So, who's your favorite Hollywood star? If you ever
had one. It's Tom Cruise.
It's Tom Cruise, yeah?
I think I just love him.
He is quite good, isn't he? So, let's see. Once again, let me just tell people who they're listening to. They're listening to Apurva Agnihotri, and that's Mr. Rahman from Jassi Koi Nahi. So, apart from TV serials, do you, from the neighboring country, from Pakistan, have you ever seen dramas from Pakistan? Oh, never got time for that.
No, I haven't.
You haven't,
No, we don't get the time to do that.
Yeah.
We don't get the time to do that, yeah.
Okay. We have some other...
I mean, we don't get the time to breathe.
Roof.
Wow. I don't get the time to see my mom, you know, because when I'm leaving, she's sleeping. When I come back home, late in the night, she's sleeping, you know. It's only when I come back late, I kind of, kabhi-kabhi, I just wake her up, you know, I just speak to her for some time, sit with her for some time, you know, just give her a little bit of attention.
Uh-huh. And so,
then...
Yeah, no, that's brilliant, mister. So another question here. Tell us about your mom and your sister, says a user from a crazy family.
My mom's a housewife, and my sister is also a housewife. She lives in Edmonton, Canada.
Gotcha.
And my brother is a chemical engineer. My brother-in-law is a chemical engineer. And now he owns a shop in Edmonton.
Whoa. Was it some kind of a finished question there? Okay. So Apurva, how do you deal with the adoration from that you receive from your female fans? Does it make you uncomfortable?
I think there's only one way to deal with it. Don't take it seriously, yeah. Because if it's there today, tomorrow it'll not be there, you know.
Yeah.
So don't take success or failure too seriously, yeah. That's the only way one can deal with it.
Exactly.
You know?
That is definitely true. So are there any major similarities and the differences between Apurva and Arman Suri?
Except the fact that Apurva is as focused as Arman. I think that's the only similarity. Otherwise, I'm not a womanizer. I don't drink and I'm monogamous.
are you saying this because everybody's listening right now, or?
No, not at all. I mean.
No, that's very nice. That's very nice. So, how does it feel to work with such as an awesome person like Mona? It must be great because you have buds with.
It's a lot of fun. We actually have loads of fun when we do our scenes together. And I truly believe, I say this in every interview of mine, like whenever we come together, do a scene, something magical happens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't happen with every actor or any actor you work with, you know. So Mona, and she's our first co-star on television, so she'll always be very, very extremely special to me.
Yeah, so we are going to be seeing you in a lot of other series as well in the future. So you enjoy TV and
show,
though. say yeah. So we have somebody saying, Jay Prasad is saying, Apurva, where do you want to live after I kidnap you? Oh my God, okay. I don't think Shilpa will allow that. So first of all, once again, both Bhot Shukriya Aapka, Mr. Apurva, for being with us. And we have tons and tons of people here who are totally nuts after hearing you on Craze FM right now. And thanks to India Forum for being you in contact with us. And I'll just announce your email address once again. apurva_agnihotri2002@yahoo.com.
Yes.
That was that.
That's
and
my email ID. Yes.
And then another message was, we love your expressive eyes and absolutely adore your dimples. In fact, we call you Dimples. Oh, they're calling you Dimples now. That was
okay, so now I have something in common with Charak also.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's called Dimple Khan, so.
Yes, he is. Well, definitely, I'd love to have you back, Apurva. And a last question. India Forums, who are actually, you know, putting you in contact with us, that's Mr. Vijay. So is there any... Do you log into India Forums, or would you be able to get in there to talk to your fans?
Now I would be doing that after this interview. Yes, I will be doing that.
Brilliant.
For sure. 100%.
Thanks a lot for that, Apurva, and have a lovely
pleasure
shooting.
Pleasure is all mine.
And we'd love to see you again
on
Latunda Moon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Apurva. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care, bye.